The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the lack of male teachers in primary schools. So Michael Kelly is with me. Michael, I saw you posting about this online, and kind of your sense of things is matched by the scores on the doors, isn't it? It is a fact that there are fewer male teachers now in primary school.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, the latest figure that I was able to dig up was that men represent now fewer than 15% of teachers in primary schools. Now, it's slightly higher at second level. If I go back to when I was in school, I mean, I'm 46, so I guess I went to school 40 years ago. About half of my teachers were male at the time through primary school. Mm. And then when I got to secondary school, it was even more. So this is something that has been happening, I think, over a prolonged period of time. And, you know, the statistic is getting more and more imbalanced over the years. So one would expect before too long, unless there's some kind of immediate remedy to this, that we're probably talking about fewer than 1 in 10 primary school teachers being male very soon.
And we'll get to the why of that, because I think to understand the why, you need to in order to try and remedy it. But what do you worry about in terms of the impact on kids and their development growing up if they're predominantly taught by only women and no men?
Yeah, so children are spending a considerable part of their day in school. I mean, whenever you hear interviews with very, very successful people and you ask them about early influences, they'll mostly talk about their parents, for sure. But it's very unusual to hear in an interview like that a teacher not being referenced as well. Teachers are extremely formative in our growing up. I think all of us will remember, probably the funny thing is we remember the really good teachers, and then we remember the teachers that, you know, we had a more challenging relationship with, the kind of in between ones, probably not so much. But the fact that boys are not seeing those positive male role models in the schools, I think that's an issue. And I think that is one of the reasons perhaps why boys are not considering teaching, even, because this is not something that they're seeing. You know, the old saying, you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And if boys are going to school, they're being largely taught by women. I think they're missing out that vital male role model for a considerable part of the formative years of their life. And I mean, we have a lot of conversation now about negative role models and some of the negative influences boys are being exposed to. I mean, I think back, some of the female teachers were wonderful when I was growing up as well. It's some of the male teachers were just fantastic. And, you know, they were good around boys. I felt, you know, that they brought something to boys that I think sometimes isn't there if the environment is dominated maybe 9 to 1 by female teachers.
Simon Lewis is with us as well. He's a principal of Carlo Educate Together and a host of If I Were the Minister for Education podcast. Simon, good to talk to you as always. I assume you see this in your school and across other schools as well in your part of the country. It is mainly women now teaching in primary school.
Yeah, hi, Kieran. Good to talk to you again. I like Michael there, I'm the same age as him. And when I was just thinking back, half my teachers were men as well in primary school. But it has gone down to 15%, and it's been kind of around that figure for the last 10, 15 years, and seems to be declining further and further. So, yeah, there's absolutely a problem. It's a general problem. Generally, with diversity in education, it's, you know, as well as men, you've no people of colour, no people from minority religions, no people from traveller backgrounds, anything like that. So it's something that's been allowed to happen, I think, over the last while. I mean, in the 1970s, 1 in 3 primary school teachers are male. So we've really come down hugely.
Okay. So the fact that there was 1 in 3, though, would suggest that there was always a cultural predisposition to women doing it, was there? More so than men.
I guess so. I mean, the only research really that's been done on this in the last little while was back in 2004, so 20 years ago now, where they actually asked male and female teachers, about 500 of them, what were the barriers that men were facing going into teaching. And the results weren't very useful, I suppose, insofar as there were more reasons. There were far more reasons. There wasn't just one reason. A lot of it was to do and nothing to do with being a male. You know, the Irish language was a barrier. Religion was a barrier. Lack of promotions was possibly a barrier. It was just, there was nothing to really put anything on. And I think maybe the perception that this is a caring profession, so perception that that's a female sort of profession. And again, the lack of role models is probably probably where we're probably at.
Is there a financial aspect to it as well, that maybe, you know, men are slightly hungrier for mammon, you know what I mean? As the private sector grew and the opportunity for financial gain in the private sector grew, that maybe the old permanent pensionable job as a teacher wasn't as attractive to men?
Could be. I do remember before the when the Celtic Tiger was in full swing, we were having these conversations, and there was talk from the union at the time that the actual idea of a male teacher existing was at risk within 50 years if the trends were going. And after the recession, we saw a little bit of a return for men coming out of the private sector into the public sector again. So I imagine it's not that wouldn't be a bad guess.
So that begs the question: what we do about it? Michael, if there was an easy solution, people would have come up with it before now. What's your sense?
Yeah, I think that having a conversation about it, I think, is a good beginning. We know that lots has taken place in recent years to attract more female students into the STEM subjects. For example, that has been true in terms of professions like medicine at the universities as well. There really has been a lot of proactivity there. I think trying to talk to parents, guidance counsellors, other teachers, putting it firmly on boys' agenda that actually being a teacher is a really worthwhile thing to do, that it's a really, really good contribution to society, and it's something that that men and women both do. I think the GAA is important here. There's a disproportionately high number of young GAA male players who become teachers. I mean, it's not for nothing the current president of the GAA is a teacher, and that's replicated in county boards all across the country. So I would like to see an organisation like the GAA as well, maybe trying to encourage more of those young guys to become involved in teaching, to consider taking up teaching. And I think that could help rebalance things a little bit.
Simon, before I ask you about the way in which you can rebalance things, what about the point that Micah made earlier about the benefits of that positive male role model as well? Which isn't, we kind of, it goes without saying, but I will repeat it anyway, the point that, you know, this isn't to denigrate any of the female teachers kind of working out there that any of us have had. But, you know, would you agree that there is a kind of an intangible value in having a male teacher at different points in your upbringing?
For sure, and I completely agree with Michael in exactly what he said. I mean, I think, you know, we there's so much talk about bad male role models that, you know, to balance that out, having some good male role models is an important thing. I'm very lucky in my school at the moment. I've more men than most schools would have teaching, and, you know, you can just see from the interactions, you know, that particularly from kids who may not have a male role model at all, or a bad male role model at home, where you know, that having that good role model is a good thing. And again, as you say, not to negate, obviously female role models are equally important, but absolutely no harm. I think it's particularly in a profession where we don't see too many men in a professional setting, it's definitely important.
Yeah, and even I'm going to be accused of kind of really broad generalizations here and sweeping statements, and this is a broad generalization, but I know as well from my friends and peers who work in primary schools that they're desperate, some of those schools where they maybe don't have any male teachers, that they only have one, for lads to get involved, because often it is the men, and again, you know, I'm holding my hands up here, this is a generalization, but often it is who maybe will take a sports team under their wing. You know, and you see that that's replicated across society. It is more men who get involved. And we can talk about the value of maybe of turning that in its head as well. But that's also a reality, Michael, isn't it?
It is, for sure. Absolutely. And I mean, that is something that's just a reality. And as you say, that is something that needs to be a bigger conversation around how we change that. But, you know, we are where we are, if I can use that political phrase.
Yeah. Simon, I mean, do you see that in terms of recruitments? And like I say, you're lucky in your school, but I know not a million miles away from where your school is, actually just a few kilometres south, really. I know of a couple of schools where not too long ago they were desperate to get a male teacher because they needed somebody to kind of handle the sports, as it were.
Yeah. I mean, in my own context, funnily enough, the two teachers in my school who lead sports and are female. And I've a good load of men around. And like, they do, you know, look, I suppose stereotypes exist because they exist, and we do have, you know, a few lads who, you know, help out do the soccer and might do some GAA as well, and we bring people in, and it's usually men who come in to do the coaching. So, I mean, as you say, there's a lot of work to do in that area. We're trying to encourage more females into sports, and they need the role models too. But look, you know, it's a tricky one.
How then, Simon, would you encourage young lads who are in secondary school now and maybe thinking about filling out the CAO or having conversations about what they want to do with their life? How would you encourage more of them to consider primary school teaching?
Yeah, so I did a little bit of research into this before I was coming on, when I was coming on, and just to find out what other countries did, because I think sometimes we live in a bit of a bubble. And it turns out we're not alone. Most countries are facing the same battles, but some have done a bit of work on it. And our friends across the water in the UK and then over across the other side of the world in Australia, a lot of it is just big campaigns, really, for telling people that, you know, that this is a profession that you can do. And I'd really broaden it further, because we have there are a lot of men out there, a lot of boys out there from diverse backgrounds who never see someone of their own ethnicity, their own religion, their own culture is standing in front of them. And we need to be encouraging people like that into our profession as well. So I think there's a wider diversity sort of thing. But in terms of men, we do need to be telling boys, look, this is a job that's open to you. And here are some boys, here are some men who are teaching, and maybe make a bit of a campaign, an advertising campaign from them.
Simon Lewis, Principal of Carlow Educate Together, host of the If I Were the Minister for Education podcast, and Michael Kelly is Director of Public Affairs with Aid to the Church. Indeed, Michael and Simon, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. Claire says, what about the fact that most education in Ireland historically was supplied by the religious orders? I wonder, does that account for some of the disparity? Was that true of primary school, priests in primary school? It was more secondary school in my mind, but Michael is still with us.
Mostly in secondary schools, but you know, you would have had Christian Brothers, Mercy Nuns, running the primary schools as well, the convent primary schools.
Yeah, so one wonders whether there's some legacy of all of that as well. The only male teacher I had in primary school, so somebody here taught us rebel songs, called us animals, and would routinely throw things at us in anger. It was the late 1980s. I had one like that, and it was later than the 1980s. And Mel says, I completely agree with your guess, and I'm a female and I work in a primary school. We desperately need more men in the profession. Mel, thank you for the text. Simon and Michael, thank you very much again.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.